podcast, Planet Boom have released a brand new album, JC Squad. It's got tons of fresh and God-encountering songs, so be sure to check it out now. On today's podcast, we've got Pastor Rudy Nicaru preaching from the title, Resolved, I'm Gonna Walk in Victory. Let's check it out.
Just want to read three quick verses and then we'll go to work. It says, just a verse I was reading in my devotions this week, Exodus 14. Verse 13 to 15, I just loved it. Moses said to the people, do not be afraid, stand firm, and you will see the deliverance of the Lord, the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The enemy, the Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. Well, that's a great declaration right there, but then I love this next bit. And God said to Moses, why are you crying out to me? Tell everyone to move on. Keep going. It's like, you know you've got the victory. Keep on going. You know that I'll fight for you. Keep on going. You know that I'm... Keep on going. Tell them to keep going. John 10:10 says, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy, but I have come, Jesus says, that they may have life and have it abundantly. I'll praise that too. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go. Now, the third scripture I've shared already, Psalm 100, verse 4, enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. Today, on the first Sunday of this brand new year, I want to speak to you about this thought, resolved. We make resolutions at the start of New Year's, don't we? Resolved. I'm going to walk in victory. Resolution. I'm resolved. Come on, we got anyone who's going to walk in victory in 2021. We got anyone who is resolved that they are going to stand, they are going to walk, they are going to take territory, they are going to possess in victory in 2021. Come on, as we're standing, let's pray. God, we thank you for your word. We don't need to ask for your word to be anointed because it's already your word. It's already anointed. God, we ask for your anointing to fall upon us today. Oh, because it's your anointing that breaks chains, that breaks yokes. And God, that's what we're believing for today, that every bondage, every chain, every restriction, every limitation would be broken off in the name of Jesus. Come on, would you lift your hands high in this place? Say, God, I need your anointing. God, would you anoint me? God, we're asking for your anointing. Would you pour it out in this place today in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ? And come on, somebody with faith, shout a good amen. 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 You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. It is the year of acceleration. Still, we make our own calendar up here at Planet Shakers. If it's your first time, welcome. We're still not done with the year. No, we kind of have our, we roll out our vision in late February. So we're still in year of acceleration. It's not often that I'm so happy to see 1 year end and another year begin, but I'm so thankful for what we saw. In the midst of everything, I'm so thankful for what we saw. But when I look back on things that were preached during the last year, it is amazing to see how God was moving through his word. You see, we can declare that something is a year of acceleration because we see it all throughout the Bible. Isaac, in the book of Genesis, planted a crop and reaped a hundredfold. That's acceleration. Israel was enslaved in Egypt, and God brought them up out of Egypt, set them free, made them a new nation, and they got to plunder the wealth of the Egyptian on the way. That's called acceleration. Elijah defeated the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel, and then God literally gave him acceleration to run in front of a chariot pulled by horses. That's literal acceleration. Job had a double portion of wealth poured out in his life by the end of his life compared to where he began. That's acceleration. We heard this morning Pastor Paul preach an amazing message about how Peter dropped his net on one side of the boat and pulled in so many fish, the boat began to overflow. That's acceleration. It's all throughout the Bible. But looking at all those stories again, so often divine acceleration came out of a place that looked like deceleration. Isaac planted a crop and reaped a hundredfold, but he was in the midst of a famine. Israel were brought out and created a nation with all this wealth, but they spent centuries in slavery. What else? We've got Job, who was blessed with a double portion, but had to go through all of the loss before he got there. Peter, sure, his boat was overflowing, but he fished all night and got nothing. So often, we love looking at the divine acceleration, but when you look at where it came from, it's like, oh, there's some people in there that went through some stuff as well. Over and over, God moves in the midst of impossibilities. In fact, throughout the Bible, his power seems most evident in impossible situations. Doesn't the Bible say that in our weakness, he is strong? So I saw this thing on social media throughout the week. It's making a joke about all the things that happened last year. And then making a joke about how the name for this year is 2021. 2020. One. Like 2020, it beat us all. 2020 had the victory. 2020 wins. So this whole year, we've got this reminder. Yeah, remember 2020? It won. But I saw that post straight away. And I know it's just a dumb post. And I know it's the internet being smart. Man, the internet's like undefeated. It's always funny. But I want to rebuke that thought in anyone's heart today. The famine might have thought it won, but Isaac saw acceleration and reaped a hundredfold crop. Slavery might have thought it won, but God brought Israel up out of it and they walked out blessed. The devil thought he'd won in Job's life, but Job got blessed double. In fact, the greatest victory of all, when Jesus was hanging on the cross, he uttered those words, "It is finished." I'm sure all of hell thought that it won, but 3 short days later, he rose victorious from the grave. Come on, somebody. Over and over throughout time, God moves in the midst of impossibilities. What we think is a setback in our life, God can turn around for a comeback to greater, to higher, to more accelerated. Come on, you think 2021? Never. Jesus always wins. Jesus always wins. Jesus is always victorious. He reigns victorious. There's nothing that's happened in the last 12 months that has challenged his supremacy. He is supreme over every attack, over every temptation, over every situation, over anything we could go through. The Bible tells us that Jesus is life. John 1:4 says, "In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind." John 3:16, a verse we all know, says, "God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever would believe in him would not perish, but would have life." John 6:35 says, "Jesus is the bread of life." John 14 says, "He is the way, the truth, and the..." So there's this verse that we know, we read at the start, John 10:10, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy, but I have come that they may have life and have it more abundant." That word life, Zoe in the Greek, means abundant life. But John here in chapter 10, verse 10, puts the word abundant on top of abundant. So literally the translation of that is super abundant, superior, excessive, beyond measure, more, exceeding abundant, superfluous. That's a word. Say that to your mom and dad when you get home. How was your day at church? It was superfluous. Do I believe that God wants to bless us in our life? You better believe I do. Do you think I believe God wants to bless me? Of course he does. Read the Bible. Read the character of God and the nature of God. He wants to give me abundant, superabundant, excessive, beyond measure kind of life. Jesus is our model for that. But the thing is, if you look at the life of Jesus, we celebrated it a week and a half ago. He was born into a manger. A manger is something that we'd made pretty and all lovely, and we sing Christmas carols about them, but a manger was disgusting. A manger was a feeding trough for animals. He was born in the slums. His parents went on the run, refugees in a foreign country. His life started like that, and his life ended on the cross, dying a criminal's death. This is our picture of abundant life. Sure, in the middle, he was blessed. He had wealth. He had possessions. We know that because one of his 12 disciples, their entire role was to be the keeper of the money. He had to devote one person's role just to keep the money. They had cash, man. But looking at the life of Jesus, he might have had wealth and blessing on the way, but there were times he was isolated, he was persecuted, he was attacked, he was opposed, which suggests to me that abundant life is not simply circumstantial, situational, or geographical. Abundant life is far more revelational and relational. It is not about the places we find ourselves in life or the possessions we may have along the way. It's about Jesus. When we are with him, that's the greatest we can be in life. It's in his presence. In his courts, the greatest place where we're going to find abundant life, no matter the balance of our bank account, no matter the places we may find ourselves, when we are in his courts, we are rich, we are blessed, it is super abundant. There are blessings beyond measure in his presence. There's nothing like being in his presence. There's nothing like being with Jesus. It's the greatest place we could be. It's not about the places we find ourselves along the way. The question is, are we with him in 2021? Because when we're with him, we're winning. When we're with him, we're walking in victory. No matter what the calendar says, I'm resolved. I'm gonna walk in victory, because when I'm with my Jesus, I am with victory itself. Come on, from the front to the back, would you lift up a shout of praise? If you love him today, I'm resolved. I'm with Jesus this year. I'm with Jesus. I'm walking in victory. I still believe God. Yes. After the year we've had, I still believe God. He's the one who's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Because the one who never changes is the one who changes everything. Our lives can change, our situations can change, our circumstances can change, but the same God who blessed us in the valley is the same God who's going to bless us on the mountaintop. He is good, and he is good all the time. Every good and perfect gift comes down from our Father above. I know when I'm with him, life is good, because he's good. He is victory. Come on, don't high-five your neighbor and say, I'm walking in victory. So I had a little time off these past couple of weeks. I began to think back on some of the things that God spoke throughout this year. And I was drawn back to a sermon that one of our great friends of our house, Pastor Martin Steele, he preached on this stage roughly about a year ago, right at the start of what was going to be our year of acceleration. He spoke about thanksgiving, thankfulness, praise. We read that verse. It says, I will enter his court, his gates with thanksgiving. I'll come into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. That is Lloyd, right? Yes, lurking in the shadows. Thanks, Lloyd. Thankfulness is such a great way to, it is the way to come into through his gates. Thankfulness, which means we're giving thanks before we even come in, which means we're giving thanks before we've ever encountered. See, when we come in with thanks and we come in with praise, we're coming into his presence, into his courts. In his presence is everything we need. In his presence is fullness of joy. In his presence is healing. In his presence is peace. In his presence is power, is forgiveness, is redemption, is anointing, is victory. In his presence, we find what we need. Every good thing. When I arrived at church today, I didn't know the song list. I didn't know Pastor Sam was going to lead us in to begin 2021 by thanking God. But in our society, when we're raised, most all of us are raised to give thanks after we receive something. That's manners. Someone gives you something, you're like, thank you so much. But in the kingdom of God, it's different. Thanksgiving is the key before you ever receive, before you ever get in. We come in with thanksgiving. We're placing a call upon God's character. Say, God, I know who you are. I know this is who you are. I know you're going to heal me. So I'm going to thank you before I've even received it. I know you're going to bless me. So I'm going to give you thanks before I even receive it. I know you're going to forgive me. So I'm going to give you thanks before I even receive it. I know you're going to redeem me, because I know your character. It is on display. You're the one who never changes. You're the one that, despite the headline, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You're always good. I'm going to give you thanks before I even get in here. We come in with thanks and we come in with praise. So I'm so glad that we are starting before we even know what 2021 holds, before we even know what's going to unfold. And that's funny because we've all come off the year that we've come off. We started last year with thankfulness. Someone might think, if they're cynical, it's like, well, big load of good that did me. But no, you don't understand. Thankfulness and praise brings us into His presence. And in His presence is victory. No matter what we're seeing with our eyes in the natural, something supernatural can take place in our life. You see, all throughout the Bible, they would lead with praise. They would lead with thankfulness. You look in the Old Testament, Israel would go out with praise first. What happened? They would have the victory. Israel went out with a shout of praise as they walked around Jericho. What happened? They won the victory. A praise was given. Judah would go out first as they were taking territory. Over and over, praise led the way into victory. So we're at the start of a year. What a great way to start this year. To start this year with a praise. To start this year with thankfulness. But here's the thing, and you can be seated. I've got 5 minutes. I'm going to use every single one of them. We're at the start of a year, but we're also still in the middle of some things. It's amazing how just a shift in the news cycle can strike fear in people's hearts again. And it took me to Acts chapter 16. And if you know the story, I don't have time to read it, but if you know the story, there's two men in Acts chapter 16, Paul and Silas. They were thrown in prison simply for praying for someone. They were beaten up. They were placed in an inner dungeon, restricted in chains. And I'm telling you right now, they were in the middle of trouble. But the Bible tells us that they began to praise God around midnight, the middle of trouble and the middle of the night. It's astounding. See, Noah. I need the second most handsome man in this room to just come help me up on stage. I'd invite myself, but I'm already here. So can you come help me for a second? See, this is what midnight is. Just stand there as if you're preaching. Yeah, face that way. So he's in the middle of trouble right now. And I'm the sun. Literally the sun, the S-U-N. And he gets thrown in prison and the sun sets. And as the night goes on, the sun is getting further and further and further away from him. 9 p.m., 10 p.m., 11 p.m. It's not necessarily getting darker, just the breakthrough to the following day is getting further and further and further away from him. 11:50, 11:58, 11:59, getting further and further and further away from him. And at that moment, the Bible tells us, Paul and Silas began to praise. 12:01, everything looks the same. But from that moment onwards, breakthrough is coming closer and closer and closer. He can't see it yet because it's still dark. He can't see it yet because it's still nighttime. 5 a.m. is still dark, but then the sun begins to come up and all of a sudden breakthrough has arisen. You can go now. Thank you so much. I just needed someone to illustrate that with me. You see, every moment leading up to midnight, light is getting further away and the sun is getting further and further away, but something happens at midnight. All of a sudden, it is a new day. And from that moment on, breakthrough of light marking a new day is on its way back to you. Nothing looks any different, but things outside of your view, but beyond where you can even see it, things have begun to shift. Things have begun to change. Midnight has passed. It still looks like it's pitch black, but it's a brand new day. And the Bible says His mercies are new every morning. And Paul and Silas began to praise God then, in the middle of trouble, but at the beginning of a brand new day. And something happened as they praised. The Bible tells us that there was an earthquake, that chains fell off both of them and all the surrounding prisoners. Get this, they were still in prison. They were still in the middle of this trouble, but restrictions were no longer holding them down. They were able to minister to the prison warden. His entire family was saved and baptized, but they were still in prison. Some restrictions were shaken off, but their location hadn't changed. Full freedom finally came to them when the sun finally rose. The Bible shows us that dignity and honor were restored to them, but it began at midnight. The middle of trouble, but the beginning of their brand new day. We still may be in the middle of some things, but it is the beginning of a new year. And when I see God move throughout the Bible in victory and acceleration, it is who God is. I think about, imagine if Noah had stopped building the ark because the rain didn't show up. Imagine if Isaac had given up sowing because it looked like there was still a famine. Imagine if Moses had given up when Pharaoh said no 9 times. Imagine if Joshua had given up marching around Jericho on the 6th day. Imagine if Daniel had given up praying on the 20th day. Imagine if Peter had given up fishing after the whole night of not seeing anything. Imagine if you were at day number 6 walking around your Jericho. Imagine if you are at 5:30 a.m. on your night of fishing and not seeing anything. Imagine if you're at day 20 of Daniel's praying 20 days and your breakthrough is around the corner. I want to prophesy and declare over your life today that acceleration is on the way. You may not be able to see it yet. You may not have seen things change, but I'm telling you, something has shifted. I want to pray in this place. Would you lift up praise all over this room? Oh, come on, Planet Shakers, like you got faith today. Would you lift up a shout of praise today? Resolved. I'm going to walk in victory. I'm going to be with Jesus. Because when I'm with Jesus, it doesn't matter my surroundings. It doesn't matter what things look like. I know if I'm with Him, I'm walking in victory. Because if I'm with Him, I'm walking with victory.
Hey, it's been so great that you've been able to join us today. I hope that your faith is filled. If you have any prayer requests or you want to connect with us any further at Planet Shakers, why don't you be a part?